This is Novel Marketing.
I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr.
I'm James L. Rupart.
And this is the show for novelists who hate marketing but still want to become best-selling authors.
This week, we're going to be talking about why MailChimp is better than Constant Contact for author newsletters. But Thomas, before we get to that, I think the first question has to be, why not just use Outlook? Because most people will collect email addresses in Outlook or one of those type of programs. So why not just use that?
Yeah, it's kind of like asking, why not use a bow and arrow? You know, isn't that good enough? You know, why do you need a gun to go hunting? So the biggest reason not to use Outlook is that it could be illegal. So the CAN-SPAM Act that Congress passed, the United States Congress, we know we have folks listening around the world, but the United States Congress passed a law against spam, and Outlook doesn't force you to comply with that act, which is fine when you're sending emails to friends because you're underneath the threshold with that. But once you start sending out, say, a blind carbon copy to lots and lots of people, that's when suddenly you can become at risk at violating the CAN-SPAM Act law, but even more importantly, you can violate the Google law. So Congress may or may, you know, the United States government may or may not come after you, but Google absolutely will. And so you violate Google's policies or Yahoo's policies or Hotmail's policies, and suddenly all your emails go to spam and you've broken Outlook. So now you can't email even your friends anymore because you've been considered a quote-unquote spammer. So the benefit of MailChimp and Constant Contact and the others that we're not going to really talk about, AWeber, iContact, the kind of the top class, is that they keep you out of spam by forcing you to comply with not just the CAN-SPAM Act law, but also the industry best practices.
And another big part of it is when you are using MailChimp or even Constant Contact, which we don't recommend, when you are using a program like this, you are essentially saying to the person that you're emailing, you have given me permission to email you. Because a lot of times you'll have people on the fringes of your email list, and maybe at some point they go, nah, you know what? I don't want to follow you anymore. I don't want to get your newsletter anymore. And it's critical that you give them a way to get out of it.
That's right. So let's go over, before we talk about MailChimp versus Constant Contact, let's talk about the benefits of any of these services over not using a service. And the number one benefit is reputation. What you're paying for is MailChimp's sterling reputation or Constant Contact's sterling reputation with the email companies like Gmail and Yahoo. You're also getting an automated subscribe, unsubscribe button. So people can subscribe on your website. They can unsubscribe through the email itself. It helps keep you out of the spam filter. Like we talked about already, you're getting that reputation and forcing you to have best practices, things that you may not want to do, like putting your physical address on the email. People are like, why does MailChimp ask for my physical address? Well, that's not a MailChimp thing. That's a United States Congress thing. That's a requirement in the CAN-SPAM Act that you put your physical email address on the email so they know who is really sending it. So if you don't want to put your home address, you put your work address or you go out and buy a post office box. I've had a post office box ever since I graduated from college, the exact same post office box. I got it near my grandmother's house so that I have a permanent address. So even when I'm moving around, you know, younger people tend to move a lot. I have one permanent address and that's the address I can put on emails that I send out. Another benefit is you get better looking emails. So you may notice that when you get an email from a friend, it's just text, but other emails have, you know, pictures and graphics. Well, Constant Contact, MailChimp help you add those kinds of graphics easily.
Let's just park on that just for a moment, Thomas. And it's not just they give you templates. They give you really nice looking templates. So all of a sudden it looks professional. And that's the impression you want to be giving. You have to be giving every time.
That's right. Now, one of them has easier to use templates than the others. And I'll give you, you know, I'll let you guess which one that's going to be. The other benefits is that it gives you reports. You get to know who's opening your emails, how often they're opening your email, which helps you make your campaigns more effective and more successful. So that's kind of the in general why I don't recommend using Outlook or, you know, just your personal email program, maybe Apple Mail if you're on a Mac or just Gmail itself. They're not really designed for sending out mass emails. That's not their function. And you get into trouble when you use the wrong tool for that task. And you may be like, well, why bother with email? Why not just use social media? Well, let me tell you, email is 10 to 20 times more effective at selling books than any social network I've seen, with the possible exception of Goodreads, which I might put on par with email, depending on how you use it. But email is so effective. The size of your email list is one of the most important elements for gauging the power of your platform, because email measures permission and that permission asset far more than any other service.
And email, like Thomas just said, gets responded to. There's been studies done by some of the top bloggers in the world where their blog will get 3% response. Their email list, in terms of sales, this is in terms of sales, will get 85, 87% response. So the difference isn't little, it's huge.
Very, very huge. And a lot of it is people are used to getting transactional emails. I get all of my bills from, like, you know, cell phone, electric, power, all of those are emailed to me. And so I'm used to getting emails and then responding by spending money. It's kind of like what direct mail used to be in the olden days, when people would get a bill in the mail and they would write a check for that bill. So email is very, very powerful. So of all of the email programs, we recommend MailChimp. It's by far the best, and we have 9 reasons why we think that MailChimp is better than Constant Contact, which is perhaps the better known, or at least it used to be the better known platform. So the number one reason is that MailChimp is freer than Constant Contact. So Constant Contact costs $15 a month, regardless of how many subscribers you have. So if you're just getting started and you have 15 people on your list and you want to send emails to them, it will cost you $15. That's a dollar per person. That's more expensive than sending them a paper letter. You know, you can get a stamp for 55 cents, 60 cents, something like that. Well, you don't want that. So what I like about MailChimp is that up to 2,000 subscribers, it's free. So most authors, it starts really slow. It takes them, you know, 2, 3, 4 years to get to 2,000 subscribers, and then maybe only 6 months to get to 4,000 subscribers. So the first 2,000 are the hardest, and then the next 2,000 come a lot faster as you learn how to get subscribers, as you build your platform. A platform feeds on itself. And so it's really...
And you get to practice for free for up to 2,000 people. So if you've got 50 and then you got 75 and then you have 100, you get to practice putting together very effective email campaigns, and it doesn't cost you a dime until you get to that 2,000 number.
And this is hundreds of dollars over the years you growing your list. Now, once you have to start paying, Constant Contact, MailChimp are pretty close to the same price. Their prices vary from time, you know, throughout the year, but they follow each other very closely on price. So there's no financial reason to keep using MailChimp after the first 2,000, but for the first 2,000, it's way cheaper. The second reason that I like MailChimp better is that it keeps you out of the spam box a little bit better than Constant Contact does. So now, we already talked about, they give you a reputation, they force you to comply with the Can't Spam Act, and they both do this. So even when you're using Constant Contact, you have an advantage of staying out of spam from, say, Outlook. But what MailChimp does that I really, really like is it offers your readers a one-click unsubscribe. Whereas with Constant Contact, you're forcing your readers to jump through some hoops. So you don't want to make them jump through hoops. You don't want to make them type in their email address or go to a page and then click confirm or something like that. Because once you do that, now clicking mark as spam is easier than unsubscribing legitimately. And when they click mark as spam, you may not realize what that's doing. They are telling their email provider, if you send out an email, it's marked as spam by one of your user is telling their email provider, Gmail, let's say, that you are a spammer and that all of your emails to any Gmail address should go to spam. Even the other people on your list that want to get your emails, and instead it's going to spam, it's because they marked it as spam. Have you ever noticed that there are lists, emails you want to get that get sent to spam and you don't want them to be? Have you ever wondered why that is? It's because somebody else on Gmail marked that list as spam. So you don't want, you know, people marking you as spam, because suddenly no one will get your emails. It'll go straight to spam. So one-click unsubscribe makes it just as easy. I really like the one-click unsubscribe. You want it to be easy to leave your list. The third reason is that MailChimp's reports are easier to understand. So MailChimp gives you a report of how many people are opening the emails, what your open rate is, and then it gives you context to help those numbers make sense. So it gives you your industry average open rate. It shows you what your historical average open rate is. So you can know, all right, is 25% open rate, is that good or bad? Well, with MailChimp, you know if that's good or bad, and you can know if it's good or bad for you. Whereas with Constant Contact, it's a little bit harder. The only people I've met that like Constant Contact's reports are people who haven't seen MailChimp's reports.
Well, and Thomas, you're saying open rate, you know, you're using that term. And for you, that's something where you go, yeah, I know exactly what that is. But I'm guessing there are probably people listening right now going, what's an open rate? The advantage of MailChimp is they make it comprehensible for lay people. I wouldn't be surprised if MailChimp tried this out, tried their graphics and their reports out on people that are not techie, so that us non-techs like me can understand it. And someone like Thomas, who is techie, can really appreciate it and get all the information he wants, both at the same time.
That's a great point. And MailChimp provides really great video tutorials that walk you through and explain how to use a service and explain what these terms mean. So open rate, for those of you who are curious, is the rate of which people open your emails. So 20% open rate means that out of you send out 100 emails, 20 people open that particular email. And so sometimes a 20% open rate is really high, sometimes 20% is really low. But for some comparison, Facebook right now has about a 2% show rate. So you have 100 fans on Facebook, it'll only show your email to 2% of those folks. And then you have the, you know, how much people actually see it, it's even lower than that. So that's one of the reasons.
And let's make the, oh, go ahead, Thomas.
No, go
my
ahead.
Fault. Well, to make this very practical, if you are tracking your open rate and you see that it's, you know, 15%, 15%, 20%, 22, 18, and then boom, you get a 60% open rate, you're going to go back to that email that you sent out, to that newsletter you sent out, and go, okay, what did I do here that made so many more people open it? Probably a compelling headline. But you get to test what's working and what's not.
Exactly. And something that MailChimp makes really easy is that you can do a split test. So when we send out an email, we use MailChimp's split test feature where 20% of our list gets subject A, 20% gets subject B. MailChimp monitors to see which subject gets more opens, looks at the open rate, and then sends the balance of the emails that more effective subject, so that 80% of your list, our list, ultimately gets the more effective subject, which causes even more people to open it. The fourth benefit is that not only are MailChimp's reports easier to use, which is number three, number four is that the reports are more comprehensive. So again, like Jim was talking about, better for newbies, but also better for experts. You can see geographic demographics, where people are living, what browser or email client they're using, if they're using mobile or if they're using desktop with MailChimp. Very, very useful. And one of the things I really like is that you can then, and this is benefit number five, you can create geo-targeted segments on the fly. Whoa. That's a lot of jargon. Sorry about that. Let me explain.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that? So let's say you're speaking in Cincinnati and you want to email your list and say, hey, come hear me speak in Cincinnati. It's a free talk. It's at such and such a place, such and such a time. Well, if you send that email out to your whole list, the people in Cincinnati will be interested and everyone else will be bored and they might unsubscribe. What if you could only send an email to people just in the Cincinnati area? Well, with MailChimp, you can, and it takes about a minute to set that up. It's very easy. They even have a video tutorial on how to do that. We'll have a link in the show notes. So I really encourage you to check that out and use that tool if you are a professional speaker. It can bring a lot more people to your events. The sixth benefit is that MailChimp has cleaner embed code. So again, this is a technical thing. I realize I'm a nerd. Most of you don't care about this. But the MailChimp code generates fewer errors. So, you know. That's
and
cool.
The reason you should care about this is because if you're working with a website designer and your designer, they are going to appreciate that. And that's why a lot of web designers these days recommend MailChimp. It just makes it easier for everyone involved.
That's right. So yay for clean embed code. The seventh benefit is that it's easier to use. We've kind of already been talking about this, but every element of MailChimp has been tested on users to try to find the easiest way to do it. And it seems like they're making improvements every 6 months or so, where they are taking a 5-step process and turning it into a 3-step process. And now there's just a wizard, and you just click next, walks you through the whole process of creating an email from start to finish in the software. And in case you need help, they have videos to walk you through and a fun little monkey that gives tips as you go and shares funny videos to distract you. So it just has a more playful, friendly feel to it that makes it less intimidating. Because sending email can be scary for some people. And there's a permanence to it that you don't have with the blog. Once you send out that email, you can never get it back. Whereas you can always edit a blog and fix typos and what have you. Benefit 8 is that MailChimp plays nice with others, whether it's your website or some sort of third-party service that your publisher is using. MailChimp has a really friendly API, whereas Constant Contact, not so much. It has an API, and as our developer and other developers call it, they call it constant consternation, because working with MailChimp is just so much trouble. And so what that means for you is it's more expensive to work with Constant Contact. It's not that you can't do it, it's just that it's harder, which chances are, those of you listening, you don't know what an API is. Getting that integration to work is something you would hire somebody to do for you down the road. And so just realize that with MailChimp, it might be two or three clicks, whereas with Constant Contact, it could be constant consternation, which means money out of your pocket to pay a nerd to do this for you.
I know, Thomas, we talked about at the start that this is 8 reasons why MailChimp is better, but I'd like to add a 9th and have you talk about this a little bit. What I love about MailChimp is they have resources, not just the videos that teach you how to do stuff, but you can subscribe to various resources that are specific to what you want to learn about.
Yeah, they practice what they preach in terms of good email, and I found myself subscribing to a lot of the MailChimp newsletters just to get the tips. But in addition to that, they have a whole section with guides, how to grow your list, how to stay out of the spam box, a guide specifically for nonprofits, a guide specifically for churches, very targeted guides to walk you through best practices on doing email marketing. And I work with nonprofits that read and use the MailChimp guides, even though they don't use MailChimp. They have some sort of custom server that they use, but they find the MailChimp resources to be so helpful, they still use it. And those of you not using MailChimp, I would recommend the resources. They're free. That's the sort of thing you would spend thousands of dollars to go to an email marketing conference to learn. MailChimp gives that to you for free on a silver platter. This show should have been sponsored by MailChimp. We should have gotten them to pay us.
We're not getting any kind of kickback for talking about MailChimp. This is truly what we believe is the best option for you.
Yeah, it's what we use at Author Media. But the show is brought to you by MyBookTable. Jim, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, MyBookTable is a plugin for your WordPress website that will help you, bottom line, sell more books and make you money as an affiliate. So you plug this thing into your website. It'll link you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, CBD, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and can generate revenue for you. So it really is a must plug-in for all of you who have a WordPress site. And you can go to Author Media to find out more about that. You can just go to mybooktable.com, and that'll give you all the details.
If you have a friend who is suffering from bad marketing or low book sales, there is a wonderful cure for that. Tell them about the Novel Marketing Podcast. What you're listening to right now, you can actually subscribe to in iTunes. Just go to iTunes to search for Novel Marketing, and new episodes will be delivered automatically to your iPhone. If you are an Android user, go to your favorite Android podcast app, and you can do a search for Novel Marketing. You can get episodes delivered to you there directly as well.
This has been the Novel Marketing Podcast, giving you novel ideas on how to promote yourself and your writing offline, online, and everywhere in between.